Yesterday, we reported on South Africa's successful efforts to get hundreds of thousands of people with HIV onto life-saving drug treatment. But as a nation, it still has one of the highest infection rates in the world, and the virus continues to spread there. According to a UN AIDS Office report, roughly 400,000 South Africans are infected with HIV each year. One health clinic in the heart of Johannesburg is attempting to break that cycle by focusing on one high-risk group, prostitutes. NPR's Jason Bobian has that story.
This is the neighborhood of Hillbrow in the center of Johannesburg. It's one of the most densely populated neighborhoods in the city. It's an area known for crime, for poverty, and for prostitution. Right where I'm standing, there's probably half a dozen women standing on the corner across from me. There's garbage in the streets. Many of the buildings around here have been hijacked, as they say. They've been taken over by squatters. At this time of night, almost all of the buildings are shuttered. And in some areas, the only people out on the street are women sitting in front of fires, waiting for clients to pull up.
I'm from Zimbabwe.
You're from Zimbabwe?
Yes.
A woman who gives her name as Brenda is standing with a gaggle of other women in the shadow of a concrete awning. Prostitution is illegal in South Africa. She only wants to give her first name. Brenda says she came to Johannesburg from Zimbabwe 18 years ago.
I was working in a restaurant, so my shop was closed. Then now I don't have money to pay my rent and my food and everything to help my parents. That's why I'm here.
A local clinic just a few blocks from here is attempting to provide health care, including HIV treatment, to Brenda and other sex workers. The philosophy of the clinic is that to stop the spread of HIV, you can't ignore some members of the community. Migrant prostitutes may be one of the most marginalized groups in the city, but they have vast sexual networks through which HIV can spread rapidly. Brenda says she recently went to the clinic for help with a sexually transmitted infection after she'd had a bad experience at a hospital.
Before I went to a general hospital, they gave me some wrong tablets and I was more affected by the infection which I had. Then I went there, they gave me the good treatment and I was fine. I really appreciate that.
She says the nurses at the clinic, in her words, understand us. She says they're welcoming to women from the street and don't look down on migrants. The sex worker clinic is housed on the second floor of a local government health clinic, but it's run by the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute at the University of the Witwatersrand.
This is a specialized clinic for sex workers.
Nurse Maria Sibagnoni runs the project.
In short, what I can say is that this is a sex work-friendly clinic.
The clinic has office hours in the mornings. Then in the afternoons, the staff go out in a mobile van and offer health care to prostitutes on street corners, in brothels, and at truck stops. Sibagnoni says the biggest health issues facing her patients are sexually transmitted diseases, including AIDS, and most of her patients are HIV positive.
We've got a database of sex workers, which is we've got about 2,123 sex workers, which are in our database. About 68% of them are HIV positive.
An earlier study in the South African port city of Durban found even higher rates of HIV in prostitutes. Among women who described themselves as sex workers in Durban, 79% tested positive. Sibagnoni says it's hard for many of these women, and it's mostly women, to get health care elsewhere. The majority of them are migrants from other parts of Africa, and they're often discriminated against or belittled at other health clinics.
You know, because people have got their own beliefs about sex workers.
The clinic treats gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, and other sexually transmitted diseases. Research has shown that HIV transmission is higher when a person is infected with other STDs. Also, HIV-positive sex workers can get onto anti-AIDS drugs at the clinic. This, too, makes them less likely to pass HIV onto their partners. And the staff distribute condoms and try to stress the importance of safe sex.
So by providing these services, we're trying to, you know, control the spread of HIV.
While some other health providers don't want to deal with the chaotic lives of sex workers, Sibagnoni says these women are an important element in any HIV control strategy. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.